Sustainability reporting is made possible in part with support from Intel Corporation. Intel is committed to sustainable water management in Arizona and around the world. Learn more at intel.com/Arizona.
What are Arizona's lakes, rivers, and streams worth to the state's economy? A new report released today tries to answer that question. Audubon, Arizona study finds 1.5 million Arizonans took part in outdoor recreation around a waterway last year, which contributed nearly $2 billion in tax revenues to the state. Joining me to talk more about the findings is Haley Paul, a policy manager for Audubon, Arizona. And Haley, how would you describe what specifically you were trying to find out with this report?
We wanted to know, what is the value of water in rivers, lakes, and streams? So we know that water in the West produces cities, industries, and lots of other things. But what is the direct, you know, value of having water in rivers?
And what did you find? It seems like it's a pretty high value.
Yeah. So we were really interested to see that as an industry, outdoor recreation along water generates $13.5 billion in economic output annually for the state of Arizona. It also supports 114,000 jobs statewide.
What kinds of outputs are we talking about? Is this like permits to go fishing in particular rivers or lakes?
Yeah, great question. So the way that the analysis was conducted was to look at people's participation in outdoor recreation along water and then the associated spending. So, for instance, permits, gas, lodging, meals, those type of things.
And what kinds of jobs are they supporting? I'd imagine there are some like outdoor stores type things that, you know, people would shop at. But what else is included here?
So there's the direct, right, the outdoor shops and all those. But there's also the indirect and the multiplier effects of this activity. And so you've even got things incorporated in this analysis that would include the plastic that was created for the kayak, if it was produced in Arizona, type of thing. So you've got those kind of maybe more indirect also included in the numbers here.
Now, I want to ask you about the types of activities, because mm-hmm. you have a list mm-hmm. here, and I love the title of the most popular activity, picnicking and relaxing. It sounds like a great thing to do. I'm wondering, though, like, how does picnicking and relaxing, for example, contribute economically?
What I think of when I think of picnicking and relaxing is I think of those Phoenix people coming up to Oak Creek on a hot summer day in Sedona. And so all the gas that it took to get there, the groceries that they put into the cooler that they're then hauling to the river, those are like kind of a concrete example of what you might think of picnicking and relaxing. And that was a very popular activity along water. It's very soothing.
I'm sure. But I'm wondering if there's some like fungibility with the numbers, though, because, you know, in the summer, people would probably love to go to Oak Creek and do go to Oak Creek Canyon a lot. Maybe they don't actually get quite to the creek. Maybe they're sitting like at a picnic table, you know, a little bit off. Like, is there some fungibility with those numbers a little bit?
So the way that Southwick, our analysis research consulting firm, conducted this was to survey folks and say, where did you participate in outdoor recreation? And then by doing that, we were able to see if it was along water. And then they were provided with some answers of like specific places. And if that specific river or lake wasn't where they recreated, they were able to fill it in. So I think, as in anything, it was based on their self-identified participation near a place. And so, sure, I suppose if it wasn't directly on it, you might have a little bit of squishiness there. But people did identify that the majority of their outdoor recreation days were spent along water, showing how important water really is to outdoor recreation.
Now, perhaps not surprisingly, you found the biggest numbers in Maricopa County. It's the population center of Arizona. Is it safe to say that a lot of Maricopa County residents are going somewhere else to do this kind of thing, just because there aren't a ton of bodies of water, lakes, rivers, and streams with water in them here?
Yeah, I think you'd be surprised how popular the Gila and Salt Rivers are. But yes, two things. The study looked at where people recreate, and they did find that people do recreate close to home, within 50 miles. So that's why we see maybe counties with smaller population numbers have smaller economic impact numbers, just because there's not the raw number of people there. But yes, it's also safe to assume that where people were recreating also reflects the most popular places. And so we do have, you know, Coconino County is a huge driver in Yavapai. And so while we didn't specifically look at the exact where people live, we do know that people do recreate close to home.
We hear a lot about how, for example, state parks are big economic drivers in rural parts of the state. Is it safe to say that based on what you found, these bodies of water have some kind of similar impact?
Yeah, and that was really a big thing we wanted to get out of this report was, we know statewide is a great story to tell, but locally, for these local places, and especially in rural Arizona, how do these waterways affect local economies. And we found that, and I can give specific examples. For instance, we know that in Cochise County, the San Pedro National Conservation Area is a very popular place, and that drives the type of activity you see. So I think the top activities there were wildlife watching and camping and then fishing. Whereas in Coconino County, where you've got the Grand Canyon, you've got hiking, you've got picnicking, relaxing, and trail sports were more popular. So it was really cool to see the diversity of the state and how the diversity of the state's waterways attract different types of participation.
So now that you have this data, like, what do you hope to do with it? What are there specific policies you would like to see in place? Maybe just sort of get the word out that, hey, yes, it's important that we actually don't have just dry riverbeds in this state?
That's the ultimate goal, right? Is we want to be able to show in an economic sense that these places are important. We know that they're important for birds, that they're important for fish, that they're important for wildlife, and they're important for people. But we wanted to be able to say, how does that compare to other industries? How does that compare to other things in these communities? And so, for instance, these results found that statewide, the outdoor recreation along water as an industry, it's bigger than mining and golf. And so we want to elevate the profile of our rivers. We want to elevate the profile of these important places so that we can protect them. And if that includes policies down the line that protect them, that's certainly in the cards. But for now, we really want to kind of go on the road and share these good results and hope local communities can use this data to better make decisions and protect these important places, because we know they're really important for the environment, for habitat, but also for our local economies.
All right. That's Haley Paul, Policy Manager with Audubon Arizona. Haley, thanks a lot.
Thank you.